Rocket Man. Way back in childhood, the basement of all my misconceptions, the man who pried off my mother's embrace like a heavy suit as he crossed the porch the day he left, held with immense care the Pershing II, an actual nuke, while I tremblingly attached and straightened each fin. Then he drove us out to a field where he knelt to my height and we sent it up, insanely phallic, if just cardboard and wood. Forget Alpha and Big Bertha. He taught me mass times acceleration only to prove he didn't understand force. Her nagging, a tender plea, he let push him away. On the phone, he said I stood on the launch pad of my life. It made no difference what I thought of him. We had our Cold War, me in my silo, he in his, and now he's truly gone, as if in one last escalation. And I'm still in my head, equations and laws, plans and glue, but also scattered clouds and sunny yonder, that soft whoosh, as if every heartless act had an equal and opposite innocence, every missile a dream of the moon.